This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Today, we are really happy to welcome into the JPR studios Alex Jackson. Many of you might remember back in March, NPR's second annual Tiny Desk Concert Contest. And we went through about 65 entries from the region and picked a regional favorite. That favorite was Alex Jackson. Hello, Alex. Welcome.
Hi, how's it going?
It's nice to meet you.
Yeah, likewise.
You are very obviously Australian, or very, very good at an Australian accent.
Yes, I am Australian.
Where from, exactly?
Melbourne in Victoria. So it's down the bottom, the equivalent of Florida, you know, in terms of where it is, yeah.
I think people from Melbourne would probably be upset if you referred to Melbourne as the Florida of Australia.
Yes, they would.
Yeah, right. How did you end up here in the States? You're in Eugene nowadays, right?
Yeah, well, my aunt moved here about 30 years ago from Australia. So me and my family would come and visit during the summers. And then I fell in love with Eugene and decided I'm coming back and I'm going to stay here. Yep.
Did you make the move to pursue music, or did you just want to be in the States?
Originally, I just wanted to be in the States, but then it turned out to be a really great place to pursue music due to just the enthusiasm of Americans in general. Like, yeah.
Well, tell me a little bit about the song that you recorded to submit. What is it called?
It's called That Lion.
And we've got the video up on our website if you want to check out that original. Yeah, there was green hair at the time, right?
Green hair, yep. So kind of washed out now, yeah.
Well, let's hear you play something. We'll talk a little bit more about your background, your musical background, and the kind of music that you make when you're not recording videos for an NPR contest, because it is a little bit different. Let's hear something first. Alex Jackson is my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio.
Doesn't make much sense, but I feel
That is Alex Jackson live today on Jefferson Public Radio, our regional favorite in the NPR Tiny Desk Contest, year number two. The national winner, by the way, Gaylin Lee, who has now released a studio version of that really haunting tune that she submitted for the contest. You have obviously got some pretty good guitar chops, as evidenced by not only the video submission, but also the performance here in the studio. How long ago did you start playing guitar?
About 16 years ago. I was roughly around 7 years old.
Was it all blues guitar? Very bluesy.
Not necessarily. It was primarily rock and roll, but the rock and roll was inspired by blues in many cases, like, you know, Led Zeppelin and Jimi Hendrix.
And the rock and roll was AC/DC.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
There is, you have referenced that there's an actual AC/DC lane?
There is, yeah. It was close to where AC/DC filmed the video clip for A Long Way to the Top, If You Want to Rock and Roll, where they ride through town on a truck. So in honor of that, they named one of the laneways in Melbourne AC/DC Lane. Yeah.
What was it that turned you on to the NPR contest?
My mom, actually. She mentioned it. She listens to NPR and was like, Alex, you just absolutely have to do this. Like, this would be great. Like, even if nothing happens, good practice, just do it. So, yeah.
So your mom was an NPR listener. How about you?
Whenever it's, you know, on the car, but like I don't have a car, you know, so.
Did you expect anything to come out of it?
Not really. I just, you know, I like to make videos because it makes me do it again and again and again to get it right. So it was just kind of, you know, a bit of pressure to make good practice, you know.
Right. And your video was just a single camera set up across the room with you sitting at a desk, kind of, right?
Yeah, it was a really little desk. It was more like an entrance table, and that was just my phone propped up against my bed. Yeah.
Have you had response since entering? I mean, obviously from us, right? We reached mm-hmm. out and contacted you, but have you had other response from people who've seen the video online?
Yeah, I mean, some people that, you know, follow my band's Facebook have commented and said, oh, that was really cool and stuff like that. But, you know, no one like you guys.
And it is different. The song that you submitted, the song that you just played, mm-hmm. is different than the band that you are in.
Yes.
Right? The band is called?
Saffron.
And the music that Saffron creates is?
It's a lot heavier rock. It's definitely blues inspired, but there's a lot more screaming and heavy drums, you know.
Does that take its toll?
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dry throats and sore knees.
Sore knees, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Alex Jackson is my guest today live here on Jefferson Public Radio, our regional favorite in the second annual NPR Tiny Desk Contest from Eugene. All right, what do you want to play next?
I'm going to play That Lion, which was my video submission.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is Alex Jackson live today on Jefferson Public Radio. You actually do have an album out now, correct, with Saffron?
I do, yeah.
What is it called?
It's just self-titled for now. It's almost an album. It's about 8 tracks.
That's an album.
Mm-hmm. yeah, self-titled Saffron.
I think the breaking point nowadays is 6. If it's 6 songs or fewer, it's an EP.
Right.
If you can get to 7, mm-hmm. it's a legitimate album.
Okay, cool.
And the website is what? Saffronband.bandcamp.com, right?
Yes.
Okay, that is the place to go to find out more. Interesting side note about Saffron, there is a local connection with this band. Your bass player.
Indeed, yeah.
Actually has roots here in Southern Oregon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Graham grew up in Talent. I eventually moved up to Eugene, I think, to go to college. But he's a, homegrown in Talent, Oregon.
Right on. And in addition to Graham, the third member of that band is?
Matthew Kaplowitz.
And he plays drums.
He plays drums, yep.
Saffron, the band. Saffronband.bandcamp.com, the place to go if you want to hear and see and read more about Saffron, Alex's other project. Here in the studio, it's just solo blues guitar, which I love. This is great. Thanks mm-hmm. so much for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, so what is next for you? You've obviously got this harder-edged band that mm-hmm. you are actively pursuing. You've obviously got skill to do the kind of stuff that we are hearing today. Where do you find yourself going?
Anywhere that it will take me, really. I love to, on the weekends, make YouTube videos. Again, it's great practice, and it's just a great platform to promote and get your music out there. But anywhere it'll take us, I'd love to maybe eventually move to a big city and be doing music and, bigger shows and stuff like that. But yeah, as long as it's fun, anything fun.
Any plans to head back to Melbourne?
Maybe briefly.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe for a couple of shows?
I did a show there, actually, recently. I went back over for a couple of weeks and had another acoustic blues show at it was called the Ding Dong Lounge. So that was pretty fun. it's a money thing. It's very expensive to get over there. Plus, I'm deathly afraid of aeroplanes.
Oh, so that's a problem.
It's a tough one, yeah.
How are you with boats?
Worse.
Alex Jackson is my guest today, live on Jefferson Public Radio. So in that competition, did you go through some of the other entries? Did you find anybody that stood out to you that you have become a fan of as a result of that?
I guess I did. I was like, I can't remember their names. I feel so bad about that. But
well, there were thousands of people that entered, right?
Yeah, there was a couple. I was, going through the YouTube and, typing in the buzzwords to find the acts, and it was like, a lot of really great, just solo acoustic artists. Yeah, I can't remember their names, but yeah.
Well, thanks for coming in. It's been a real pleasure to meet you, and congratulations. If we can help in any way with your music as you continue on, let us know.
Thank you very much. Yeah, this has been very fun.
Alex Jackson live today on Jefferson Public Radio. You can find out more about Alex and the band Saffron online at saffronband.bandcamp.com and even order a copy of the new record, self-titled record. Mm-hmm. All right, you've got one more for us. What do you want to wrap up with?
I will wrap up with Song for the River.
That one is called Song for the River. It's Alex Jackson live today in the JPR studios. Our regional favorite in the 2016 NPR Tiny Desk Concert Contest. Information on Alex and her band Saffron online at saffronband.bandcamp.com, and you can hear samples of tunes from that new record just out. Alex, thanks again for coming in. It's a real pleasure to meet you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's been nice to meet you too.